Vipam Ramana Kam Hitva
Vipam Ramana Kam Hitva
what's that word? Dweep Palm.
Dweep Palm.
The great island.
Great island.
Ramanakam.
Ramanakam.
Deen Ramanaka.
Deen Ramanaka.
Ditwa.
Ditwa.
Abandoning.
Abandoning.
Radam.
Radam.
A small lake.
Small lake.
Itam.
Itam.
This.
This.
Vashrita.
Vashrita.
Taken shelter of.
Taken shelter of.
Yet.
Yet.
Of whom?
Of whom?
Vayat.
Vayat.
Because of the fear.
Because of the fear.
Saha.
Saha.
That.
That.
Suparna.
Suparna.
Garuda.
Garuda.
Vam.
Vam.
You.
You.
Na adhyat.
Na adhyat.
Will not eat.
Will not eat.
Mat bahar.
Mat bahar.
With my feet.
With my feet.
Lachitam.
Lachitam.
Marked.
Marked.
Translation. Out of fear of Garuda, you left Ramanaka Island and came to take shelter of this lake. But because you are now marked with my footprints, Garuda will no longer try to eat you. Since there is no purport in 63, we shall go to 64. श्रीशिर्वाच मुक्त भगवता राजन श्रीनिपतुकराणनं त्वं पूजायां स आसमुदा नागपत्निश्च सादरं संश्लेषं जय गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड माय डियर किंग हैविंग बीन प्लीज्ड बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णा personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, Galia joined his wives in worshipping him with great joy and reverence. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows on this verse. The word Adbhuta, Ramana indicates the Lord's wonderful activities of saving the residents of Vrindavan from Kalia, saving Kalia from Garuda, and bestowing grace upon both the victims of violence and the committer of that violence. The word Krishnena, like Krishna, indicates that because Kalia's wives were great devotees of Lord and offered him loving affection, Krishna withdrew both Kalia's offense against the Lord's devotee, Garuda, and that against the residents of Vrindavan who were very dear to him. Om Jnana Divirandasya Namanjana Sarakaya Chasuru Shri Vishakhanita we are now reading towards the end of this chapter number 16. Again, the slok. Two sloks actually, 63 and 64. Out of fear of Garuda, we left the Ramanaka island and came to the to take the shelter of this lake. But because you are now marked with my footprints, Garuda will no longer try to eat you. So then Goswami continued, my dear king, having been released by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, Kaliya joined his wives in worshipping him with great joy and gladness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Said by the acharyas is very important for our study and learning. The reason is that it teaches several lessons. Actually, we are here sitting in this hall to learn about one subject only, and that is Krishna consciousness. And two major lessons that we learn is Itihas, history, Vedic history, and Siddhanta, philosophy, in Krishna consciousness. Nandaji, when you finish that, start. So, those who have got Hindi as a medium, they can go to the courtyard. Earlier in 16.33, the Nath Patni started by saying nine times, Nova, nine times they have offered obeisances to Lord Krishna because they knew that their husband has done atrocious acts, such acts that they polluted the lake which was joining the river Yamuna. Even the air above this lake was so polluted that birds flying over it would drop dead. Anyone who drank the water would actually drop dead. And that's what happened to Krishna's own friends and the calves whom they brought. And Krishna himself was responsible for now salvaging this situation because they had totally surrendered to Krishna and they only relied on Krishna. So even if it was poisoned, it didn't matter. They just Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's all they knew. And He will help us. Nobody else can help us. In fact, that is the truth. If you look at it, you go to the best hospitals in the world. Prabhupada tells a story that in Allahabad, he and his colleague, it was Sridhar Swami. So, Prabhupada and Sridhar Swami had gone to this life member who had joined Gaudiya Mathas. But he was staying outside, a very, very rich man. Very rich man, the richest man in Allahabad. So they had taken prasad from the temple and they went to the ICU room of the hospital and they offered that prasad to him with permission of the doctor. And then he just held the hand. He saw the doctor, so he said, "Doctor, doctor, anyhow I have to live for a few more years to finish all my business and complete my work, selling my property, this, that, and this." Doctor said, "I cannot help you so much. I am trying my best. But eventually it is in the hands of God." So finally, it's in the hands of God. In every Shastra it is written like that. Not only in our Vedic Sanatana Dharma, I was surprised that even in the Quran it is. And the fact is, it's written in the hand of God. Hand means heart. So that means God has a form. He has hand. He has got legs also.
he has hands, he has leg also.
Here, one of the easiest ways we can make out that who is a devotee and who isn't is by seeing if the living entity may be he or she, like Gajendra or like the Nagpatnis. They, during the time of crisis, because there was a very serious crisis now, the husband may not survive also, because when the Supreme Personality of Godhead was thumping so heavily on the head of Kaliya, and blood and poison and everything was coming out of his mouth, that's when the Nagpatnis started praying to Krishna. And 9 times they have offered their obeisances to Krishna. Why they have offered this obeisances to Krishna, you know? They are very intelligent. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that if you want to please Krishna, this is in the 15th chapter, 19th slok. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting, that is the important thing. Without doubting, is the knower of everything. If you know Krishna, then you are the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me. Full devotional service, not partially here, partially there. ये भी मेरे भगवान कृष्ण है वो डेमिगॉड भी मेरे भगवान है somebody else also no full devotional service to Krishna and there it is stated clearly by Krishna himself that engage your mind always in thinking of me what is devotional service Krishna is defined in 9.34 Bhagavad Gita as a definition of What is bhakti, devotional service? If you don't know what is devotional service, please see 9.34 of Bhagavad Gita. Because he defines, and in the index at the back, Prabhupada writes, definition of Krishna consciousness. So definition is, engage your mind, first is your mind, first. If your mind is not steady, you are not fixed up in your mind, you are atakta either udar, and then you are partly here, partly there, only chalena. You have to fix your mind. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, always thinking of me. Whatever you do, think of Krishna. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me. Krishna said. So these Nagpatis were not fools. They knew that they had to offer obeisances to Krishna. Have you ever seen a snake? Is Buddha. Have you seen, most of you have seen at least, if not a real one, you have seen in cinema or something. But then the same snake comes right down, you know, the head right down, like a Dandavat, offers obeisances. Krishna says, always offer obeisances to me and worship me, being completely absorbed in me, just like when you put sugar in water, hot water. Stir it. The sugar is totally absorbed in that water. But please note, it does not mean that you are now extinct. No. Krishna said earlier to Arjuna, never was there a time in the past, now or in future, when you, I and all these people in this battlefield will not be there. They think the soul is always there eternally. But you get absorbed. There is difference between annihilated and absorbed. The big difference in the English word. Annihilated means nothing is left. You are totally gone. There is nothing left about it. Krishna does not say it become annihilated in me. No. Mayavadis say that. Because I know I studied Mayavad philosophy. But Krishna says as it is, completely become absorbed in me. Surely you will come to me. So if you follow this process, you will come to me. That's what Krishna says. Now, what is very important is 2 things. One is pure transcendental knowledge. Because without pure transcendental knowledge, you cannot fulfill this human life purpose.
they are all human beings in this world. What to speak of human beings? Even these snake, which is a reptile, not even an animal, it's a reptile. Because Krishna says, Sarva Bhuteshu Aham Prajapitipita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. That means all living entities are our brothers and sisters, really. That's what it means. Why should we kill our own brother and sister? There is no authority to kill them. In fact, it's a crime. In the eyes of God, Krishna, you should not kill anyone else, right? At the same time, a very interesting thing is that Krishna can understand the language of all his children. Surely, the father will understand. You see, in fact, I have known human beings. There is a story even in Srimad Bhagavatam that there was a king who could understand the language of birds. So one day, the queen and the king were in the garden and the king started laughing. So the queen said, what's happening? Suddenly you are laughing. You know, like madman. Madmen just laugh like that without anything. So the queen said, what happened? Why are you laughing like this? He said, the story is that he had received a boon from his guru that I teach you how the birds talk, what they talk. You can understand them. But you should not reveal. Otherwise, you will lose your ability. So he was never telling anyone. Sorry, Mataji's three hut. She said, I must know what the birds were saying. I must know why you are laughing. Why you cannot tell to me? I am half. I am half of you. Are Bhakti. And I don't mind half of me as long as it's not half of my wealth. Most people will be. There are others also in the climate list. So, this lady insisted, and the poor fellow finally told also that the female was saying something like this, and the male was saying something like this. You know, the real humorous thing. And they were talking about the king only and the queen. And they were saying that this queen is so stubborn. And the queen said, Budada usko, get rid of these birds. They were talking ill about me only. But in the process, the poor king lost his knowledge, his power of understanding of this thing. So the important thing is, those sort of knowledges can go away. But the knowledge which Prabhupada has given us through this Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, will not go away. That's the important thing. Why? Because it is not material. Material things get destroyed. Spiritual things cannot get destroyed. So there is, we the soul are spiritual, and the knowledge given to us is spiritual. Therefore, the soul retains that knowledge. That is the meaning of this Kaliya Daman, you know, this whole story of this 10th canto. Kaliya got hammered. The only word, I used to do boxing when I was young, in my school. Sometimes the poor fellow would get hammered by the opponent. Jor Dasta, with the hand. But here, this was like Thailand kickboxing. So Krishna really hammered that fellow. Black and blue. So, because some people never learn. I have known in my school also, in those days, not now, it's not allowed, but I am talking about before the British time, before 1947. Every teacher had a right to cane a student. Humne bhi khaya hai. So, they were actually having a cane. Chabuk. You know, gado ko marta hai na chabuk. Same thing that I used to have in school. Because some students are like that only. Spare the rod and spoil the child. That was a famous saying in those days. But nowadays nobody says that. So I think the teacher will be prosecuted. How did you harm the child and so on. So we don't do it anymore. But Krishna does that. He says this Kaliya will never understand. He has to be hammered. And how supposing you have a glass full of poison and somebody wants to give you milk. What happens? You have to first take out everything from that glass, isn't it? Second, you have to clean that glass. And then you have to pour the milk to drink. Similarly, in the mind, in the head of this Kaliya was, and in his mouth, everything was full of poison. And Krishna took out all the poison of Kaliya. That's a great service, actually. I wish that would be done to us also. All the poison should come out. Poison are what? Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsa. Kaam is lust. Why? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, three royal roads to hell. Which are the three royal roads to hell? Lust, anger and greed. And then the others come behind them. Means they follow automatically. So this Kaliya was full of poison of envy. Envy, poison of envy. In fact, they say Kaliya is a symbol of envy. How did it happen? Ityas we said, no? History is important. It's important to know because it was a Vaishnava Aparadh. Vaishnava Aparadh is such that you can become a snake. This is something worth learning properly. And beware that one should never, never commit Vaishnava Aparadh because you are never sure whether next time you are going to be a snake or not. Whether Krishna will be hitting you on your head or some Vaishnava and giving you liberation. So this, I think we covered that last time, no? Any of you were there? When, right at the beginning of the 16th chapter, but for the benefit of those who have not remembered or not covered, I'll just very, very shortly summarize what happened. That in the Vindhya Hills, there was a great rishi. Rishi Muni, you know. And this Rishi Muni was doing all the time what is called Homa, means fire sacrifice. And his name was Veda Shira. He was Vishnu Bhakta. He was chanting nicely and was continuing. But what happened? Before you become envious, you become what? One very important thing. Rao. That's the one. Prabhuji correctly said, he gets more and more false ego. False ego and pride follow each other. So he became, nobody can compete, nobody like me. I am the best in this profession or line or whatever it is. So one should never become proud that I can chant better than others or whatever it is. So then one day, he had just gone for a few minutes out from his service of fire sacrifice, and another rishi came whose name was Ashar Sira, and he sat down in his place and he continued to do, and he wouldn't get up also when that fellow came back. He did not even acknowledge, and this fellow went purple, black and blue like a snake. Actually his mentality became envious. मेरे घर में मुझे दिया ये यू घुसाओ इन साइड माई हट आई एम डूइंग द पूजा हियर एंड देन यू आर टेकन अवे दिस सैक्रिफाइशियल फायर यू वांट टेक अवे ऑल माई बेनिफिट ऑल्सो सी सो ही बिकेम वेरी एंग्रियस एंड ही कर्स्ड हिम टू बिकम अ क्रो एंड दिस फेलो काउंटर कर्स्ड हिम बिकॉज़ ही वाज आल्सो वेरी पावरफुल टू बिकम अ स्नेक द यू आर एंग्रियस एज अ स्नेक. Crow, why? Because crow, you may be eating and the crow suddenly dive-bombs and takes away what you have got on the plate. Isn't it? So he cursed him as a crow. And the other one cursed him as a, to become a snake. And they were fighting with each other. Lord Vishnu saw that, came, separated the two. He said, look, if I say anything, I can withdraw it. But if my devotees say something, I cannot do it. So you shall be Kaliya. So this poor fellow Veda Shira became Kaliya. And the other one became a Kakushandi named Ramayana, crow. By the mercy of Krishna, by mercy of Vishnu. Vishnu told
that thing, Kaliya, that Lord Krishna will come and he will see to it that you go home back to Godhead. He will remove all your poison, snake poison. So that is the history. So one should know a little bit of transcendental history also. Otherwise you may think any snake coming and Krishna jumps on him and all that. It's not like that. In the previous life, there were great personalities and they made these big mistakes. So this is the background. I have mentioned this setting in passing. But since it is not a Ramayana class, we will not go too deep into Rakushanti. But if you want to hear a little bit about Rakushanti, I don't mind telling you. Anybody wants to hear? So what happened was, first of all, now we are slightly digressing from Bhagavatam to Ramayana. So Lord Ram was fighting this great king of Sri Lanka called who? Ravana. Actually his name originally was not Ravana. His title was Ravana. He was given a title of Ravana. Anybody know what was he born? What was his name? Anybody of you devotees know? Ramayana? No? If I am not mistaken, Dasagri was his. He had so much knowledge and intelligence, as if a person has got 10 heads as a child. He was so powerful. After all, he was none other than Hiranyakashipu, a 10 god, you see. Very powerful. But he had a mother who was a Rakshasi. Father was a Brahmana. Very strange combination. But she was extremely beautiful and the poor girl fell for her. Ravan's father. So this Ravan was born, Kumbhakarna was born and Vibhishan was born. That same father had another wife who was a Yaksha. Though he is a Brahman but he had same choice. So this Yaksha lady got son from him, whose name was Kuber. So this Ravana in Dashagriva, not Ravan himself, he became Ravan later. So these two were stepbrothers from the same father. Incidentally, in the Holy Bible, it's the same thing is there. Very strange. The Arabs and the Jews are from the same father, Abraham or Ibrahim. One is, Jews are the children of Sarah, and Arabs are the children of Anna, who was a Egyptian maidservant of Sarah. Anyway, still they are fighting. So, this Ravan, as you know, later on became a great Shiv Bhakta, and God Shiva is the one who blessed him and did all that. Because he is Ashutosh, he is easily pleased. Now what happened, that war took place because Ravan took away Sita. That was not a real Sita. Rupa Puran says it was Maya Sita. If you want to know where is the temple of Maya Sita, you can go to Tirupati, etc. Over in Padmavati. And there, she was actually the king of Tirumala. Tirumala is the name of the place, the hill and all that. Tirupati is Pati, means the owner of Tirupati. So he is Lord Venkatesh, Lord Vishnu. So this king had a daughter, was a great devotee of Lord Rama. And she is the one who wanted to marry Ram. And Ram said, sorry, only one wife. Sita is already my wife. No, no, I must be. Satriya. This is not an ethical chance. Then Sita will be abducted, or to be abducted, not abducted, to be abducted by Ravan. She will go and stay in Agni's palace, Agnidev's palace. And you can become the Maya Sita. It is the Maya Sita who curses Lakshman. Did you know that she cursed Lakshman also? Terrible. If you read your Valmiki Ramayana thoroughly, it is stated that when Ram made that Lakshman Rekha, so Sita was not supposed to cross it. Lakshman was supposed to protect Sita. But then
Ravan's mama, again the Rakshas, because mama signed all the Rakshas. In fact, the commander-in-chief of the Ravan, this army of the Rakshasas, was his greatest teacher, Ravan's teacher. And actually, Dashagriva was a very good student, a good boy, youngster. But this mama converted, you see, so there are many mamas in this world, including in our Mahabharata. Shukhani was another one, Afghan Afaro. So, because he came from Gandharva, what is this Afghanistan Gandharva. So, Gandhari's brother was Shukhani. So, the mama is sometime Mahabharata. So, this mama had converted this boy. And he is the one who instigated this boy. By that time the Ravan title came to him. Why? Because his own stepbrother he attacked. Because Kuber was already the treasurer of the demigods. He had huge amount of gold. And none other than the Lord himself had given by, you know, you have to collect from everywhere and money and all that in the Pushpak Viman. So the Pushpak Viman belonged to Kuber actually. And by defeating his own brother, stepbrother, because Kuber didn't want to fight his younger brother. Then imagine, there was a war between Ravan and Kuber, and Kuber said, you lay low, some jata. So that is how Lanka came to Ravan, complete, with gold, aeroplane, everything. Now, so this war took place. In the war, Lakshman was very badly injured by Indrajit. Indrajit's original name was Meghnad. And because he defeated Indra, his name became Indrajit. And he made that Nagpas, you know, that special arrow of snake. And in that, our Lakshman got very badly injured. So, Ram called for his carrier. Who's the carrier? Garuda. Because only Garuda can take out that snake. Correct? Garuda came and said, how can I serve you, my lord? Take out this snake from Lakshman. Garuda got doubt. See, so it is said by these great authorities, I learned all this from Ram Kinkarji. Now, Ram Kinkarji and his godbrother, his name was Ved Muni. I learned from them in Varanasi, this whole Ramayana. So they say that Ram is a pratik, embodiment of Santosh. Ram is an embodiment of Santosh, means always satisfied. You cannot be finding dissatisfied. Whether his whole kingdom went away or Ayodhya because of his other stepmother, he was happy, no problem. Whatever the condition he was always happy. His devotee became Asantoshi, Garuda, the same Garuda we are talking about. So this Garuda said to Ram, how is it possible that God